and you will feel relief. I'm not asking, I'm telling. So when it comes to things like looking and the and questioning, you know, why am I feeling this way? We have to, you know, a lot of times we have to look inward, and find the answers. The answer is intrinsically. Nutmeg oil, cannabis oil, these things, and tinctures and oils and the essential oils that our grandparents use, those are the answers. Yeah?
I see Natalie wants to jump in here.
Come.
Just on the nutmeg, you know, it's funny you bring that up because growing up, my mom, whenever, you know, someone would have a fever, even if she was here and my kids had a fever, she'd make this rub with Vicks and white rum and nutmeg and soft candle.
Mm.
And she'd set it on fire and everything would kind of heat up and melt together. And then she'd rub that on whoever is sick. And it would
my mother give me from a toothache.
It breaks
and
the fever.
For indigestion. I stopped using Tums. And I, in fact, cured indigestion till I don't walk with Rolaids or Tums again because it was lick a piece of nutmeg, right?
Right.
Listen,
right.
Where can my listeners connect with you to keep this dialogue going? I know that, Anthony, you have some product that people may want to give to their cannabis bud family friends. The cookies and so forth. I am expecting a package. I want to rub up my this and my that. I did get some weed liniment that I put on my neck back. And yes, it cured the aches and pains and the stress. Where can people find you, Anthony?
The best way to find me is chefanthonymayer@gmail.com. And anthonymayer.com will also direct you to anthonymayer.com and gmail.com.
And people, you want to get on his mailing list because not long from now, he has an exciting venture. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying.
Yes.
And so I could partake. I don't necessarily have to smoke. Or what have
you. I'll take her share.
And this, my hand could get the pita, and the pita could get in the dip, and I'll be okay. There's some people howling in the West Island right now.
And I have to jump in. We're not selling anything that is going to cause any harm. The whole purpose behind our line and what we're doing in order to be able to have you introduce this as a health and wellness component into your everyday existence. You know, that's the language. So when we're talking about baking it into bread and having the bread be as a part of your everyday staple, I don't want you walking around because you had a jam sandwich. That's ridiculous. I want you to have this piece of toast that has had, you know, it has oats in it, it has flax in it, it has different nutrition, it has oatmeal flour in it, and it has cannabis butter in it. So as a part of your health and wellness daily benefit, it adds to your existence. So that's the language and that's the mindset with, you know, we're using because we know that it has benefits. So let's extract the benefits that we want.
To talk to me or ask me a question, long press the action button, then...
Yeah, Pat, I lost you there a bit with the conversation. You can call back, Pat, to finish up. You're locked into CKUT 90.3. Okay, I think we can get them back.
Okay.
A mistake.
We're back.
I think you're okay. back.
So I wanted to touch on
health and wellness.
Breadfruit flower. Natalie, maybe this year I'll grow one out of my four plants.
You lost them again?
Pat, I think we lost you again. You want to try one more time? KUT 90.3 FM. Pat, you can try for your connection again. Let's see if we can we can wrap up your interview. In the meantime, I'll wait for the cell signal.
Edibles for Ronnie G's phone so his phone could stay high. And
this is live radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. Try me again, Sister P.
Busta Rhymes, I've come today to give you your weather forecast. You know, today looks like one of those beautiful days. You know, to be perfectly honest, there ain't a cloud in the sky. You know, this is the kind of weather that you take your girl to the beach, lay her down and talk to her. Luther, step to the microphone.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something strange without a warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world is all right with me. Just one look at you, to face when somebody else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world is so right with me. Yeah, just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be, yeah, a lovely day.
Recline your seat, relax, and let's listen to Mr. Bandro. I'm watching how my mommy watching her dude, creating a situation to put us right in the mood. Saying, I got plenty suggestions on things we can maybe do, especially when we rocking the songs we make babies to. You know the way we do, baby, and as we lay, I look at you and sit back and think how today was such a lovely day.
Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
Next chapter, your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me?
wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let's go.
How can it be? Every one of my secrets that you keep.
You cover me.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to see like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good, for a way.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
You all know that's not what superheroes do.
Not a real superhero.
No way.
Love like this
makes my heart beat.
And I promise you,
all I wanna do is make you proud of me.
That's why
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I searched all over.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes. And the church sang, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's all it's supposed to be.
But let me tell you what it means.
More of you, less of me.
That's why
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
You're the savior. I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
All right, Sister P, I think we can finally wrap up this interview. Go ahead, Sister P. Okay, Sister P, try again. Sister P. All right, this is CKUT 90.3 FM. We're trying to queue in with Sister P here to wrap up that last interview we had with those two lovely guests. In the meantime, I'll just touch a little bit of Judy Mowat while we wait for her. I think we have Sister P back on the line. Sister P, are you there? Sister P,
okay,
are you there?
Are the four of us here?
Okay, good.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi. Ron?
Yep. I'm here.
Hello?
Hello? I'm
Ron,
here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead, Sister P. We can hear you.
Well, I can't hear you, but it sounds like we're online.
Yeah, you're online.
Natalie and Anthony, I want to thank you for your time and apologize profusely for the COVID technical disruption. Natalie, tell us where people can find you once again.
So you can find me on Instagram. Afro Canada Bud Sisters, or you can find me Growing with Natalie, and check me out AfroCanadaBudSisters.com, and that's Afro Canada with two N's, like cannabis, Afro Canada Bud Sisters with an S .com.
Anthony.
Hi there.
Where can we find you, my love?
You can find me at anthonymair.com. Real easy. You can.
Mayer is M-A-I-R.
That's correct. anthonymair.com. M-A-I-R.com.
And I think this conversation has to continue because it is always, you know, from the moment we legalized, I wanted to where do Black people intersect with what's going on. I mean, I'm real happy that, you know, particularly since 2020 and all this COVID pandemic stuff, that, yeah, there, Canada's GDP and monies and budget has been balanced off and all the terrible things that, you know, the opposition was saying was going to happen to our children because of weed, that we're a forward-thinking nation and that we're able to do this. I think about places like Jamaica, so that we can get off of the IMF, you know, following some of Canada's lead and taking us back to, you know, us making money for us and not necessarily from a druggy perspective, because, you know, weed is perhaps, when used properly and understood and we educate ourselves, can be that much better for us, because we do have alcohol, we have the whole drug industry. We are now looking at the whole world is going to, you know, choose to take this, these vaccinations. And so why not look at what natural and helpful properties of marijuana there exist? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to all be toking up and smoking up a la Bill Murray and Caddyshack, but, you know, as we're talking about the various essential oils, what can we do from a health and wellness perspective, considering that so many people are now looking to reinvent themselves, and who can I be post-pandemic in my life, and what exists for me to do? So I thank you both. Once again, I apologize not only to you, our guests, but to listeners for the techie disruptions. And I want to keep talking with both of you and follow along your journeys. And certainly if there's anything new that you want to share with the listening audience, feel free. You have a home here at CKUT.ca. Boom, boom time. Any last words, Anthony?
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat, for this opportunity. It's always wonderful to speak with you. I look forward to more such engagement. It's wonderful. So to the listeners, there's the movement that's happening on right now with Canadians being allowed to grow their own four plants. That's a wonderful opportunity. And I'm not saying that you need to smoke it. I'm saying that there's a whole world of opportunities that exist if you so choose to indulge in the excitement of cannabis as an herb, as a medicinal herb, as a health and wellness aid, as a beauty aid, as a rest aid, as a sleep aid, as a complete benefit to your existence. So we're offering these courses at our getaway in Northern Ontario. You'll be able to find out all that information at the anthonymayer.com website. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, Pat.
Natalie, if you have another high tea and I don't get first dibs so that I can buy the baddest ass hat and be up there sitting properly in my stilettos, I am going to done this relationship.
Listen, Pat, next high tea, you are getting the first invitation because I already know how you come with your hat, okay? So I already know. Yeah, this has been awesome, Pat. Thank you for the opportunity. Really, you know, it's about normalizing cannabis. Black people, especially Caribbean people, we have such an herbal background. Like, we rely on natural, herbal, medicinal, you know, sort of therapeutics all the time. Why, when it comes to cannabis, do we want to turn up our nose because we were told it was bad? I mean, we are able to think for ourselves, and the proof is in the pudding. And I'm just really happy to, you know, find a place. And I really just want to help other people to come to the plant and grow their own.
I have to close by saying, Natalie, I am so in awe of you and inspired. She's always been this wonderful cook, Anthony, and chef. And I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I said, but you're supposed to be online doing vlogs and blogs with your cooking. Let me see you. Let me see you. Wagwan, wagwan. And now 5 years later, she is vlogging, she's doing stuff, and I guess they say nothing happened before its time, but you have just grown in leaps and bounds, and I'm in awe, and I find it inspiring, so I'm going to tread where you tread.
Thank you, Pat. I'm honored. Thank you.
All right. Listening audience, we want you to stick around. We're going to go back to Judy Moetz. Thank you, God, for what you've given me. And I will be back on with a tribute to the great Denise Jones of Jones & Jones production, who died and left this earthly space this past Thursday. In this set, you will hear Exco Levi, who she really worked hard with him to helm his career and go after the Junos, and we'll talk more about that. And so I felt it important to include Exco Levi's music, because she so loved and believed in him as a Canadian artist, and took reggae music through him as an artist to heights that make me feel that all is possible for inserting ourselves and shattering glass ceilings. Stay tuned, keep listening. CKUT 90.3 FM on your Montreal dial, and for those of you listening out there, CKUT.ca. And for the entire interview, if you missed it, if you go on to CKUT.ca, hit the archives and scroll down on Sunday at 4 p.m. and you can tune in. So I'm going to let Ronnie G. Ron, thanks for your patience, and we're getting the special marijuana plant for the phone, okay?
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Back to some great music.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. after my name all over the place. What a big disgrace. It's a crying shame again and again all over the place. Bother to try when they're all too
All right, Sister P, you're on. Go ahead, Sister P.
Well, can you just imagine Friday night celebrating a good girlfriend's birthday or one of these Zoom parties? Well, if you think we had technical difficulties today, you should have heard the technical difficulties, if you will, in getting a Zoom party together. So happy birthday, Linda Hines. Love you, girl. It was a fun experience. And I'm getting ready to crawl into bed, and I get the call that the formidable, iconic president of Jones & Jones production had succumbed to her illness. Denise Jones is a beloved daughter of Jamaican soil, an actress who I met in 1988, July, when along with Veronica Notice, we brought Oliver Samuels at the height of his fame to Canada to do Devin Haughton's Big Yard Part 1. And there with a larger-than-life presence is this near 6 feet tall woman who just graced the stage. So she's a broadcaster. She did some TV and an actress. And from then, we always intersected along anything Jamaica, anything reggae. And we mentored each other in how could we take reggae music and promote it as women promoters in the business, a business that can be bone-crushingly hard. And if you're a woman, it's that much harder. And traded war stories. She's also the proprietor and producer for the large Chambana Festival Series in Toronto, Canada. And I just wanted to pay tribute to her. Our last collaboration is when we found out that there are money set aside for reggae and calypso musicians as part of SOCAN. And CKUT pays a hefty sum to SOCAN, and yet some of our artists are not benefiting from the grants. And how could we be represented? And so education was key. So many of us traveled up to Ottawa to hear the executives of SOCAN talk to us and tell us how we too can be part of that. And all of that is from the wonderful visionary, the head, Denise Jones. And then her latter part of her life is managing Exco Levi, and some of his Juno success came directly out of her hands. Denise Jones, wherever you are, you're a trailblazer, and you've done it. You did it, and I know you're in a better place, gone but not forgotten. I think it is quite appropriate to end today's Boom Boom Time show with an Exco Levi tune. For those of you who remember a tribute to the Masters, she brought Jimmy Mowat to Canada last February. And before that, it was, of course, Pinchers and Tiger and all of those oldies artists for a Sunday evening early show. Rest in peace, beloved, 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 beloved Denise. Don't let no follow you. Here we go. Make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person pain. Ronnie G, thank you for today. It was trying. And let's pay tribute. A moment of silence, and then we'll play Exco Levi, Still Loving You. Rest in peace.
A universal cure. Yeah, man, you don't know, say. Love Star Music.
Representing for the ladies when they come around. I'm your king, you're my queen, come up on my sound. I will never ever leave you, no. Come follow me, come follow me. Representing for the ladies when they come around. I'm your king, you're my queen, come up on my throne. I escalate and I'm in your zone. Watch this.
So when the world comes crashing on my shoulders, still be loving you, still be wanting you. And when the storm comes with winds that blows me over, still be loving you, still be wanting you. Even if I'm paralyzed, I'm not gonna leave your side. You're still my baby. I'm feeling for you every night, you're still my baby.
Follow me now, follow me now.
You tell me everything and everything you're giving me, everything. I always keep it inside.
Everything.
And when your mother and your father them forsake me, they never leave my side. And when your friends tell you bad things about me, you never yet walk away. You never hear what they say.
That's why
when the world comes crashing on my shoulders, still be loving you, still be wanting you. And when the storm comes with winds that blows me over, still be loving you, still be wanting you. Even if I'm paralyzed, I'm not gonna leave your side, you're still my baby. Come follow me, come follow me, come follow me. Even if I lose my sight, I'm feeling for you every night, you're still my baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right now this love is overdue, and I offer them me other cook me stew. I know for them not like what we are do, but we don't want them to so cut and go through. Cause you're my queen and my lady, no other girl will face me. So don't tell me that I'm crazy, girl, you amaze me. It's loving and not lazy. So when the world comes crashing on my shoulders, still be loving you, still be wanting you. And when the storm comes with winds that blows me over, still be loving you, still be wanting you. So when the world comes crashing on my shoulders, still be loving you, still be wanting you. And when the storm comes with winds that blows me over, still be loving you.
Spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
We'll be right back.
वाला है तेरी नजदीकियों की खुशी बेहिसाब थी इससे में फासले भी तेरे बेमिसाल आए मैं जो तुमसे दूर हूँ क्यों दूर मैं रहूँ तेरा गुरूर हूँ तू फासला मिटा